the EAA inks a deal with the FAA under protest. NTSB Chair Hersman says the public needs the NTSB. And Solar Impulse will short hop to Cincinnati. This is Aero News for Friday, June 14, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. In a late-breaking story on Thursday afternoon, ANN learned that the EAA has finalized a one-year deal with the FAA to pay nearly $450,000 in FAA expenses in connection with air traffic control services for AirVenture 2013. The Oshkosh fly-in opens on July 29th. EAA Chairman Jack Pelton made it clear the organization still believes the FAA's tactics were tantamount to holding the EAA, AirVenture, and General Aviation hostage. But he said given barely a month's notice from the FAA, there was simply no other option. Still, Pelton said, quote, "As far as we're concerned, this isn't over. We entered this agreement only because there was no other realistic choice to preserve aviation's largest annual gathering. We also look forward to FAA's leadership coming to Oshkosh this year to personally explain their policy to the nation's aviators," end quote. EAA has noted that they signed the agreement under protest and admits that failure to sign with the FAA would have meant canceling AirVenture, which would have been catastrophic for EAA's year-round programs. The agreement allows for a partial payment of the $447,000 total bill prior to the event, with the remaining sum to be paid after the FAA has completed its AirVenture duties at Oshkosh. To be sure, this story will be updated as developments continue. NTSB Chairwoman Deborah A.P. Hersman addressed the Wings Club of New York on Thursday in a speech that highlighted many of the board's activities promoting aviation safety. Hersman noticed that aviation safety is a 24/7 job, saying, quote, "We've seen 52 straight months without a fatal U.S. commercial accident. There are higher standards today and greater expectations, much greater. Yet the absence of accidents does not equal safety. Safety defying gravity thousands of times each day requires constant vigilance," end quote. But what may be her most memorable takeaway from the speech came about midway through the presentation when she said, quote, "Love us or loathe us, commercial aviation needs us. It is the public, those 730 million passengers who fly on U.S. airlines each year, that the NTSB represents. They count on an honest broker with the ability to identify existing and emerging safety issues and push for needed improvements," end quote. In order to overcome challenging weather and keep its cross-continent flight schedule, the solar-powered aircraft of Swiss pioneers Bertrand Piccard and André Boschberg will briefly touch down in Cincinnati to change pilots in a new strategy for its fourth Across America leg, scheduled to begin tomorrow from St. Louis. The flight will be split in two because strong crosswinds and headwinds may slow the aircraft and make it impossible for the pilot to reach the nation's capital nonstop in less than 24 hours. That's the limit set for the pilot in the cramped single-seat cockpit. André Boschberg will pilot the first half of the flight. After a short stopover in Cincinnati, Bertrand Piccard will then do the second half of the leg to land at Washington, D.C. Dulles International Airport on Sunday, June 16th, sometime after midnight. On Monday, Secretary of Energy Ernest Moniz will greet the Solar Impulse crew during an energy roundtable and press conference, while on Sunday, the public will be able to view the plane at the National Air and Space Museum's Stephen F. Udvar-Hazy Center at Washington Dulles International Airport. ESA's Proba 5 has become the first satellite to pick up aircraft tracking signals, allowing aircraft across the globe to be followed in flight from space. Launched on May 7th, Proba 5's main task is to map vegetation growth, covering the whole world every 2 days. But the mini-satellite, smaller than a cubic meter, also doubles as a miniature research lab, testing a number of promising technologies in space. These guest payloads include an experiment to detect automatic dependent broadcast surveillance, or ADS-B signals, from aircraft. It's contributed to the mission by DLR in cooperation with Luxembourg's SES TechCom. ADS-B signals are regularly broadcast from equipped aircraft giving flight information such as speed, position, and altitude. All aircraft entering European airspace are envisaged to carry ADS-B in the years ahead. ADS-B ground systems are currently deployed as an add-on to ground-based radar monitoring for air traffic management. However, for most areas of the world, in particular oceans and remote regions, installing air traffic infrastructure based on radars or ADS-B stations is not economically nor technically feasible. Thus, space-based ADS-B monitoring holds a lot of potential interest. When Aero News continues, Dreamliners in Paris. Apparently there's no sequestration in the UK. And at 76, she's ready for a one-way ride to Mars.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Friday, June 14th. I'm Glenn Moyer. A pair of 787 Dreamliners will be featured Boeing products on display at the Paris Air Show, which begins June 17th at the Le Bourget Exhibition Center. One 787 will perform daily flying displays from Monday through Friday, while the other, a Qatar Airways 787, will be on static display. The Paris Air Show takes place right in the backyard of Boeing's competitor, Airbus. A highlight of Boeing's participation will come on Monday morning when Boeing Commercial Airplanes President and CEO Ray Conner will assess current industry and market conditions and provide an update on Boeing commercial airplane products and services, development programs, and product investments. Later in the week, Boeing will provide an update on the V-22 Osprey, as well as an overview of Boeing's twin-aisle strategy to meet future market requirements, and an update of development progress on the 787-9, the 787-10X, and the 777X. As the dust settles back over the RAF Cosford airfield, spectators are still talking about the surprise royal visitor who showed off his flying skills to a record crowd at the air show on Sunday, June 9th. Captain Wales, better known as Prince Harry, smiled and waved to the public as he completed the pre-flight checks on his Apache attack helicopter before demonstrating the abilities of the Army Air Corps aircraft. In his first air show performance, Captain Wales flew alongside an RAF Chinook helicopter in the humbling Medical Emergency Response Team demonstration, highlighting how the two aircraft worked together out on operations in the life-saving role. He then went on to take part in the individual Apache display, showing off the agility and grace of his deadly attack helicopter. The Prince could not have picked a better day for his debut on the air show circuit, as the record crowds enjoyed glorious summer weather, with initial estimates indicating an attendance in excess of 50,000. All profits made from the RAF Cosford Air Show are donated to service and local charities. It was 50 years ago, on June 16th, that Valentina Tereshkova became the first woman to fly in space, and now the 76-year-old Russian says she's ready to go back on a one-way trip to Mars. Tereshkova was 26 when she first flew in space in 1963. The French news service AFP reports that during a news conference in Star City, near Moscow, she said Mars, quote, is my favorite planet, end quote, and that she has been part of a group studying the possibility of going to the red planet, saying, quote, most likely the flight will be one way, but I am ready, end quote. Tereshkova made 48 orbits of the Earth on her flight in 1963 using the call sign Seagull. Her flight was a major propaganda coup for the then Soviet Union. She had received only an honorary induction into the Soviet Air Force, which made her also the first civilian to fly in space. Tereshkova flew aboard Vostok 6. It was the final flight of the Vostok program. I'm Glenn Moyer. As always, thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.